My name is Ann Simonton, and I've been a media activist and educator for 24 years. I founded Media Watch to challenge racism, sexism, and violence in the media through education and action. Our goal is to bring about social change to improve life, especially for the disenfranchised. Local television has a history of covering our protests, marches, street theater with a snicker. We're the teaser or the joke at the end of the news hour. The overt trivialization of feminist concerns is blatant in commercial media. I've personally committed civil disobedience to attract media coverage in order to begin vital discussions about the epidemic of violence against women, rape, intimate partner battering, and child sexual abuse are epidemic. While the exact connections between violence and the media is disputed, we are all surely guinea pigs in this vast commercial media experiment. Having local media access for every community member is our right. This is not a polite request. For many of us wanting to make informed choices, it can be a matter of life or death. We need a media that invests in compassion. We need to see and hear untold stories, the real life consequences of hate. Where are the stories of the 200 U.S. women soldiers who've sought assistance from rape crisis centers since the Iraq war started and were assaulted by fellow troops? Where are the in-depth stories of harm and abuse caused by prostitution and pornography? Where is the relationship between the boards of directors of media giants and the energy, banking, and defense industries? These topics are treated with the media's most effective tool, silence. I hear shock jocks spewing hatred 24/7. It's hip to hate. My 13-year-old son was with me when I heard a DJ on a Santa Cruz X radio instruct women to put cottage cheese in their crotches to get rid of unwanted boyfriends. These attitudes are impossible to counter without equal access. A truly diverse public media information system would stimulate community participation and expose the results of greed, violence, racism, and woman-hating. The FCC must hold stations accountable to local communities through a stronger license process.